You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Do you love the Tabernacle Choir? This year, the choir's music is everywhere you are. Listen to your favorite choir songs and music and the spoken word anytime you want on Alexa by simply enabling the skill.
Alexa, play music in the spoken word.
Now playing music in the spoken word.
You can also download the Tabernacle Choir app, subscribe to the choir on YouTube, listen on Spotify, and have access to all their wonderful music. Happy listening.
Number one.
Miss any part of the show?
Every moment of every show is available in podcast form
by searching Hanson Scotty on your favorite podcasting platform or online at kslsports.com. This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Hans Olsen, Scott Girard, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Again, yeah, the big guy's out today. He'll be back with us tomorrow. It's only one day. Don't freak out, people. He'll be back. He'll be all right. We'll get through this together. Final hour of the program. Big thanks to everyone who's hung out today. Lloyd, obviously, putting together an impressive show as well. Lots of guests, lots of insight, a lot of people breaking stuff down. Stevenson Sylvester hanging out with us in studio for this segment. Fresh off the spring game for the University of Utah. But, Stevenson, the first question here, man, you a hockey guy? You ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. I'm a big hockey guy. I tell a story all the time. I lived right across the street from Console Energy Center.
Okay.
In Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
So I went and see a lot of Pittsburgh Penguin games. Absolutely love it. So I'm a big hockey fan.
That's a city that loves its hockey, too.
Hockey town for sure. Well, sports town in general.
Yeah.
Pirates, Steelers, Penguins, everything with a P over there. But Pittsburgh is just absolutely awesome. It's a sports town with a drinking problem. It's awesome. But the Penguins, they take seriously.
All right. I got to ask you, before we get into Utah and everything else, Russell Wilson and Mike Tomlin, how do you think that marriage goes?
I think it's going to go great.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think Russell Wilson, he needed a guy who's an actual leader. Pete Carroll's a leader. You know, Pete Carroll had to deal with so many different personalities before Russell Wilson. He knew how to handle that. Nathaniel Hackett doesn't know anything.
Oh, no.
Nathaniel Hackett was trying to appease everybody.
Yeah.
So that started off on the wrong foot, right? And then you transition into Sean Payton. Sean Payton is like, no, it's my way or the highway. There's no continuity, no chemistry, no time to make anything happen. And I think just that small little excerpt of time with Nathaniel Hackett just ruined that whole thing, because there were so many rumors about Russell Wilson and how he operated, from his team coming in to him needing his own private meetings and him just being, you know, this prima donna. And so Sean Payton was coming in with that knowledge and, you know, not trying to build at that same time. So that was just a tattered relationship before it even started.
Mike Tomlin's as good as it gets, though, in terms of...
He is. He's not in it to... He's an A-list celebrity himself, so he's not in it to try to be competitive as far as that goes. He's a big culture guy, you know, a player guy, especially if you have players. Mike Tomlin succeeds when he has players who will take the responsibility on themselves to be better. He can challenge you. He's like that older brother. You can't do that. He'll challenge you, but he'll also give you the opportunity to put your best tape on field. Let you be you with some direction. And I think Mike Tomlin does that the best. That's why he has the best rapport with his players.
All right. You saw the spring game up on the hill. Give me your, before we take a deep dive, give me your bird's eye view of what you saw and what you liked and what needs to improve on.
Well, I didn't watch the spring game. I was actually out of town.
Oh, okay.
Spring games are always, Spring games are weird for me because it's just like you only get so much out of spring games. So that's why I was like, most of the practices throughout the year is what really gave me the biggest inclination. And then just the stats from the spring game. I saw a lot of highlights from the spring game taken away from that. So I didn't get to see every single play and how things went. But exactly what I thought happened. It was great. You know, Isaac Wilson did absolutely amazing. You know, Cam Rising, you know, he's been moving around great all spring. And that was just no better telling than the spring game to connect with all guys like Money Parks and Brant Keithy throughout that day. That was absolutely awesome. You saw Landon King and Isaac Wilson connect multiple times. I thought that was an interesting connection. Biggest thing for me, even throughout the spring, is how deep is our offensive roster?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You literally have a three deep that can start on a lot of university teams. And so that's just awesome. I mean, you can – for me, I just get excited with the different packages that Andy Ludwig is going to be able to put together, from the multiple tight end sets to the all receiver sets to putting Mekhi Bernard in there and going five wide. Mekhi Bernard is essentially another receiver at the running back position. So you can flex him out. You remember just about 5, 6, 7 years ago with Tyler Huntley, you know how many shifts and motions we had within our offense? You're going to see a lot of that this year. Right, you know, in the spring game, you went a lot of five wide. Right, we saw them spread the ball out, put Money Parks out there, Brant Keithy out there, and all your other weapons, Tayshaun Lyons out there, and Dorian Singer, and you could just see all the different weapons we can get the ball to. So that's what really excites me about this football team is the plethora of things that we can do. I mean, 2 years ago, we had a double tight end system with Dalton Kincaid and Brant Keithy. Worked great. We can do that again with Landon King and Brant Keithy again, you know, but also we didn't see the spring. Muneer McClain.
Yeah.
He came on great last year, right? He's a tremendous asset. Now he's, you know, just structurally at the receiver position instead of being that tweener, which I didn't think he liked. I don't think he was really good at the tight end position, but they're making him a receiver. He's dynamic as well. So we got Singer, Lyons, Muneer McClain, Money Parks. You got just assets all over the place. And so I'm very, very excited to see what this offense puts together.
So there were a lot of years Hans and I get on the air and I just lose my mind because, you know, I knew how good Jake Murphy was and Wesley Tonga and some of these other great tight ends that they had at the University of Utah, but they just never got showcased to the level that they should have. And now all of a sudden Utah's pumping out great tight ends
like
it's no big deal. Like, is it just Andy? Like, what do you think this shift has been where there's been such an emphasis and such an accelerated ability to really not only recruit but develop high-level tight end play?
I think it's the times, right? I was just talking to Freddie Whittingham kind of like the first, second week of spring ball, and he was just like, you know, more and more often, you know, these high school guys are like tight ends my position. Normally you had to transfer somebody and you got a really athletic big guy. Let's make him into a tight end. No, people are starting out being tight ends at a younger age and it's really athletic. You know, they're multiple sport players. A lot of these tight ends are basketball players. You know, the Antonio Gates, the Tony Gonzalez's, right? Very athletic guys that can move. You can get them on one-on-one. They're too big for DBs, too fast for linebackers, and they're just a matchup nightmare. And so, and that's what you get with Brant Keithy, Landon King. Landon King's about 6'5", lanky, tall, can jump out the gym. You put him one-on-one around the goal line, you're going to see a lot of touchdowns in that situation. Brant Keithy all over the field. You can just you use him as fullback, use him as receiver, use him as tight end. You know, you catch those tight end sweeps. Essentially, Travis Kelce, I think he's more athletic than a Travis Kelce, you know, is Brant Keithy. So this offense is just deep.
So as a former linebacker, just what kind of a nightmare is it dealing with Keithy and what he can do and the matchup nightmare he presents?
I think what makes Keithy so dangerous and hard to guard is the offense itself.
Yeah.
We're not paying attention to Brant Keithy by himself. If it was Brant Keithy by himself, we're like, okay, if he's on this side of the formation, we have to do this. We can ISO this, send him out to the corner, we can game plan this. But the problem is you can't do that because you got all these other guys. You got a quarterback who can give the other guys the ball. He's not solely focused on Brant Keithy. So the biggest issue with Brant Keithy on defense is all about angles and, you know, trapping people and not understanding where the defenders are coming from. Brant Keithy not knowing who's guarding him. You can't do that when you have five other weapons that are just as dangerous, right? And so what makes Brancisi so dangerous and such a threat is that, you know, the defense has to play him one-on-one and has to play him one-on-one from all kinds of different angles. And so if Brancisi is able to go across the middle, he has all the field to work on. And he can come back. He's very dynamic in his skill set as far as how his technique is used. And this was a big route, you know, where they do the under route and then they come back. It's a whip route. And he just does it extremely well with understanding who's guarding him. Talking to Isaac Wilson, this is an NFL-style offense. Coach Ludwig puts in an NFL-style offense. So a lot of the things you see on Sundays, you will see within this offense. And when everybody's healthy and everybody can click on the same page, boy, look out.
Because that's what we've always talked about, the Utah defense, is that nothing prepares you for the NFL more than Kyle Whittingham's defense.
I know that the best, yes.
Yeah, exactly. Now the offense is catching up.
Yeah. And that was the biggest thing. My rookie year, James Ferrier and Larry Foote, all these veteran linebackers on the Steelers, you know, we're in the spring, first OTAs, and they're like, man, these guys don't know anything. And the next, you know, I just started rattling off all this stuff. And they're like, okay, maybe he does know what he's talking about. And that's simply because I do understand the concepts and the techniques. The terminology change, but that's it. So as far as me fixing my notes, I was like, okay, cover two is called gold. You know, XYZ, XYZ, you know, throughout the break. And I was like, all right, that's all I got to do. So every time I thought of a play, I just thought of what I called it in Utah. And I was like, that's what I run.
Yeah.
And the technique and everything was all the same. And so, yes, very NFL-style defense we had, and I think the offense is right along that same path.
You lose some key pieces of that defensive backfield. How do you think those safeties look? You know, losing some guys, but it's Utah. You guys, you guys always restock the shelves, and it's always next NFL safety up. Do you feel like the transition is going to be pretty smooth in that regard?
Well, it helps when your defensive coordinator is also your position coach.
For sure. For sure.
Right? And so Cole Bishop, Sione Vaki had a lot of success. You know, one, we've been safety you for a little bit now, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, we've been putting them out there with Julian Blackman, Marcus Williams, Marquise Blair, Robert Johnson, all the guys over the years. This has just been a very successful room. And so Cole Bishop, Sione Vaki coming into this mix just fits right in, right? They learn from him. Those guys had more years of college, how good they were to play. I think they're going to do really well in the draft next week as well. But I think the new guys coming in, you know, Tao Johnson, you know, he played nickel. But the way we play our defense, our safety and nickel is interchangeable. Sione Vaki came down and played nickel. Cole came down and played nickel. And then Tao ran back to safety. So it wasn't a big adjustment. I just talked to Tao last week, and he's like, this is my natural position is safety. So I'm just like, oh.
Yeah.
And he was a quarterback in high school. How many defensive guys understand what a quarterback mentality is at the post safety position? So he can play against quarterbacks. I know the quarterback's going to be looking for this out of this 2x2 set. Let me shade to this side. No, I'm going to go. That's a great safety right there. Robert Johnson did that so well. Marcus Williams did that so well. And I think Tao Johnson's going to be the same way. And they're having a competition for that other safety spot. And, you know, competition brings the best out of everybody. And so I think that Jonah Hall, Nate Ritchie, Aliki Gilman, Jelani Davis, when he comes in this training camp, there's just a lot of options that we can do at the safety position. And they're doing extremely well. All the practices that I've seen this year, they look great. They look confident. It's just like, who do you choose right now? And so we've seen Jonathan Hall in the bowl game. He played really well in the bowl game against Northwestern. And that's the first time everybody's seen him. And so now he's got that confidence from that game all of this spring. And Nate Ritchie's just getting his feet wet, you know, back from his mission last year. Now this year, he's looking better. And so I just think that this defense is going to be in great position. We don't have anything to worry about.
So, you know, I watch a lot of Big 12 just because of BYU in there last year. And it's just fun football. I mean, offenses are crazy in the Big 12. I think that there's a lot of people out there that are going to look at, and this is going to make me sound like kind of a Utah honk when I say this, but there's a lot of people out there that have said, oh, I don't know if Utah's, you know, they better be prepared for the Big 12 offenses. I actually think the Big 12 offenses better be prepared for a Utah defense, because there's not a lot of defenses that smack people in the mouth like a Utah defense does. And I think a lot of teams across the Big 12 are going to be like, oh, geez, who are these dudes? Because there's a level of physicality that comes with Utah defense that I don't think exists at a high level in the Big 12.
That's a very subjective comment, you know, because it's just like, do you think the Big 12 was better than the Pac-12? I mean, not you, I'm just saying whoever asked you that, right? Because it's just like the Pac-12 had six top 25 teams for more than 7 to 8 weeks of the season.
Yes, I agree.
Utah with the fourth string quarterback was one of those six. Like, come on.
I think from a, not necessarily a from a talent standpoint, but I think from a schematic standpoint, the Big 12 likes the air raid. They throw it all over the place and stuff like that.
That's exactly what Alabama said, too. And I'm like, that was the most basic offense we ever played. And I'm like, this is easy. When I was preparing for the game against Alabama, I'm just like, what is everybody talking about? This is stuff that we learn on day one of install of training camp. This is basic offense, and this is what you're killing in the SEC about? So, again, I'm with you on that. Y'all better be worried about Utah more than anybody else. Because, one, this is an NFL-style defense. We translate, we can adapt to a lot of different styles of offense. That's easy. The way we play defense, from even when I played to even I know now, it doesn't matter what offense is out there. Spread offense, tight offense, pro offense, whatever you want to do, this defense can adapt and adjust every single one of our defensive play calls goes to whatever formation is out there on the football field. We can make that happen. And then our offense on the same page. We've seen it all. We've seen all of the athletic guys. And that's the thing. Defense has to adjust to offense. So offense does whatever the heck they want. Now we got Cam Rising back, a great quarterback. You know, we got a great quarterback two battle going on right now. Like, the Big 12 defenses are going to have to adjust to what we put out there offensively.
Yeah.
I already know for a fact our defense can adjust to whatever. So I don't know what that statement comes from.
Lander Barton. Just a phenom.
Yes, he is.
And obviously, we're all disappointed with the injury last year. But from a health standpoint, how do you think he looks and what do you expect from him? Because, frankly, we talk about NFL talent. That dude is screaming NFL talent.
I mean, you just look at him.
I know, just a specimen.
Yes, yeah. Specimen is a great word. You just look at him and it just screams NFL. This guy, one, he has the body, has a pedigree with Jackson, Cody, as his brothers, who've played on that level. One, he was a five-star recruit himself. He was already confident, doing extremely well. Just one of the most athletic guys that have probably came through the system at the linebacker position. He looks good, you know, coming back from that injury. I've seen him. They took it easy on him in the spring. Didn't need to rush anything back. Plus, you wanted to build the linebacker depth, especially with this injury to Lavonte DeMooney. So he didn't need to press him coming back so soon, but wanted to make sure that he was good. And I'm telling you, the stuff that I've seen him do this spring, he's ready to go. And so in training camp, just expect, you know, great things from him. But he might have all-conference type, all-American type season just because of his confidence mindset. You know, this will be his third year in this system. He knows exactly what's going on, what to expect. And this defense is loaded with talent as well. You know, you want to focus in on Lander Barton coming off the left edge. Okay, you're going to have Connor O'Toole coming on the other edge, right? You're going to have Junior Tafuna coming up the middle. Like, this defense is loaded, packed, ready to go, and I'm excited to see what they're able to do this year.
What Lavonte had to do last year and put a lot on his shoulders was absolutely amazing.
Yes.
And it just breaks my heart that he suffered that injury.
It does. I mean, he was talking to him before the spring ball started. He was more excited than anybody.
Yeah.
He's like, okay, we're back. We got an offense that can compete with us. And we got, and this is the thing is, last year he didn't know what this defense was capable of. But he was able to play in this defense, and literally, if you think about it, all we needed was some offense.
Yeah.
We get some offense to complement this defense. It's great. We're getting that. That's what he was so excited about. This defense, I know its capabilities. We're going to be absolutely awesome. And just to know that he got that injury is just it's tough, and I've been there.
Yeah.
But it sucks, but he's going to be a big part of this team.
Cam Rising, I mean, it goes without saying that Utah missed him desperately last year. Just from a leadership standpoint, you're around this guy, you're around the team very closely. We know him as a player, but you know him as a man and a leader.
Right.
What does that element bring to this team this upcoming season?
He's just fun, right? You know, you see in the spring game, he's doing the celebration dances with the team. That, for me, just it speaks everything. It's a little thing. But it speaks everything. It's the guys who appreciate him there. Cam Rising isn't going to make all the throws. He can. He's not going to make all the throws every single game, right? He's not going to be perfect, right? He, when that game 2 years ago against Caleb Williams here, You know, he had two touchdowns passing, but three touchdowns rushing.
Yeah.
Right? You know, so yeah, he had that. But, like, he's going to make the right play when it needs to be made. Right? In the bowl game against Northwestern, you know, it was more so, it's just like, the guy's open. Get him the ball. How do you not see that pre-snap? You know, being a quarterback's not about making the throws. It's about making the necessary plays when it needs to be made. And that's a lot of things about your confidence, your preparation. And I think Cam Rising has all of that. You know, so yeah, he can make that throw. He can make a little, a short slant throw that could go for yard, and he's going to look amazing doing that. That's just a regular throw. It's about making the right play at the right time, and who's at the helm doing that is all that matters.
I want to circle back to Mekhi Bernard. He said, I believe Lloyd, he mentioned the quote in one of their interviews that he wants a 1,500-yard year, 1,000 on the ground, 500 through the air. Is that feasible for him?
1,000 on the ground, 500 in the air. I'd actually flip that.
Yeah, I would too, actually.
I'd flip that with this offense.
Well, let's just say 1,500 combined.
I definitely think it's possible. As I said, him being a part of this offense is huge because the defense won't know exactly. Because, you know, the defense doesn't change their personnel until the offense does.
Yeah.
Right? That's why every time the offense makes a substitution, you have to give the defense the ability to change, to match that personnel. When he's on the field, they can go spread offense. They can go tight formation. That's why when they go 12 personnel with two tight ends and Mekhi Bernard back there, they can spread that out. Go Landon King and Brad Keithy at their tight end position, Money Parks and Dorian Singer, and then Mekhi Bernard.
Yeah.
Right?
Good luck.
You could go in from 12 personnel with a traditional running formation to spread and be all as dangerous. Like, this is going to create so many issues for defenses to where now Utah's going no huddle. Gosh, I hope I'm not giving away any plans or anything. But this is all big.
It's April.
Yeah,
it's fine.
You know. But this is what the capabilities of the Utah offense are going to be. And it's going to be absolutely awesome. So, I mean, Mekhi Bernard, I think, is plenty capable. He's so fast, so quick. You've seen all the different highlights that he's been able to do. I think he's more than capable of doing a 12 to 1,500 yard season.
Who is the 3rd-and-1 goal line? You need that yard. Who's that running back on this team?
Man, if you watch Anthony Woods' tape, you would put him in there.
Yeah.
Right? He is a hard-hitting guy. But Mike Mitchell's a great running back. The way he hits the hole is very Tavion Thomas-like. When Tavion Thomas was hitting those holes hard in 2021, the way he runs that football, he brings that mentality to it. So I absolutely love him running the football. I honestly don't know how they'll do it. You know, because Jalen Glover's always the same. You know, he's such a short guy.
Yeah, yeah.
That he's low center of gravity, but he is strong. He, like, if you check his weight room, he lifts with the top. He's in the top of the leaderboards on all of the lifts because he's so strong. So he might be that guy that you put in there for all of that, right? Or just, hey, let me do multiple shifts, try to jump the defense off sides, and then at the end of the day, I'm going to quarterback sneak it with Cam Rising. That's what it is. Yeah, you can do that too, right? Hopefully they jump off sides so I don't even have to use it. But Cam Rising could be that guy.
So we always mention this with Tyler Huntley to a certain extent, and even Brian Johnson all the way back to your era. I didn't mean to call you old. I'm way older than you.
I call myself that. So you're
but like, but like, when you've got a player that is so integral to your success, mm-hmm. but has dealt with some injuries, mm-hmm. does that alter a little bit on how you call plays and what kind of risk you put him in? Or it's like, hey, look, we got to run our stuff, and Cam Rising can run the ball. He's a threat. We you know what? Let's just go let it loose and see what happens.
I think when you try to protect against it, you get more injuries.
I know, right? Yeah.
So I would not call it. He's shown that he's healthy. He's shown that he's good. He's shown that he has confidence in that leg. Go do it.
Yeah.
Go do it. Don't hold him back, because the last thing you want to do is instill any type of inconsistency with your play calling with him. Don't act like he's injured. Don't baby him, because that creates a complex within him. Like, oh, maybe they see something that I am that I'm not. And then gets him to thinking about something else. As far as you calling everything, they think I can do it. I can do it.
Yeah.
He's that type of guy, right? He can make that happen. And so for me, with Cam Rising, I wouldn't think of any injury. Just go out there and run your offense. Whatever play is going to get you into the end zone is what play you need to run.
So with a lot of my commitments with basketball and stuff like that, I have not had a chance to get to a lot of practices, but I took a long, hard look at that spring game over the weekend. And again, that's a small sample size.
Yeah.
And you don't have to comment because of your ties to the program, but I'm going to say this, like, I think Isaac Wilson's the two. And what I saw from him in that spring game, I thought this dude is going to be really, really good. And I know that Kyle Whittingham is a guy that is going to reward talent above experience. Like, and like, I think if, God forbid, something happens and you either need a stretch of one game or a half or multiple games, I think Isaac Wilson might be the guy.
Hey, man, I covered Isaac Wilson in high school, you know, these last few years. And just seeing his development over the years and what he's been able to do, you know, at that level, you know, talking about pre-snap reads, right? Talking about making the right play when it happens, whether it's a short pass, whether it's running the football, or whether it's throwing the ball away, or getting a guy open, throwing a guy open. Isaac Wilson does all that stuff. So here nor there, whether it's this year or not, he is the quarterback of the future. Yeah. That's what I would say about it.
Well, that kid can sling it. And yes, you talk about it. You talk about a kid that's got quarterback in his DNA.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Like, that dude was born to be a quarterback.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And he has the confidence, and he's building rapport with the teammates as well. And that's everything. From that quarterback position, you just understand the leadership that we talked about earlier, how important that is to not only the offensive guys, but your defensive guys, too. You want your defense to be able to believe in you as the quarterback so they get you the football.
One final thought. How big of a role does Smith Snowden play on this team next year?
Man.
I know, right?
Right. Well, the nickel position is the hardest position in football.
Yeah.
You can ask anybody that's played the game, from the offensive line position to the receiver to the quarterback and the kicker. The nickel position is the hardest because you got to follow essentially the best player on the field in that slot position, which means he can go anywhere on the football field, and you have to be able to keep up with him. You got to mirror him. That is so hard to do when somebody who runs a 4.3 can go anywhere on the football field, and you essentially just have to track him. It's hard. Smith Snowden can do that. He can do that because he can set himself up, and he's got Sharif Shah as a coach teaching him all the right techniques. He's got a lot of guys around him. I think he's going to play a pivotal role this year on this football team.
He's the smartest dude in Utah sports media when it comes to University of Utah and college football. He's also the best-looking dude, and he's forgotten more about football than you'll ever know. It's our guy, Stevenson Sylvester, man. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Thanks, Scotty G.
Like, when you wake up in the morning, you're like, man, I look good.
Oh, no, like, no. My wife humbles me every morning. Like, hey, fatty.
Stop it.
Swear. I'm like you know what?
When you came in here the other day with no sleeves, I'm like, man,
bro, it's summertime, Scotty. We got to let it go.
You need to let it go.
Just like Anchorman, you know, I was just doing my 1,000 reps.
No big deal, man. You're the best, dude. Thanks for hanging out.
You got it.
Appreciate it. Stevenson Sylvester, Utah legend, NFL player as well, right here on 97.5, the EKSL Sports Zone, as Ethan Millard's hanging out with us once again from Teton Wealth. And, hey, look, there's always concern about the economy. Everybody's concerned what's going on in the world right now. And so you're thinking, okay, look, I just pump money in my 401k. It's fine. Yeah. Everything's okay. But in reality, then you start to see market fluctuations. You see all this other stuff. You're like,
You can start to lose your nerve.
Exactly.
Huh? Yeah.
And so you need a guiding force, somebody that's going to give you some stability, some peace of mind. And that's exactly what you guys do at Teton.
You are absolutely right. Because at the end of the day, you know what you need? You need a plan, right?
Yeah.
When you have a plan, you get past the weird stuff. And does it feel like we might see some weird stuff? Yeah, for sure. When you look at everything that's happening in the world, it's tough to know what direction your money's going to go in, what direction interest rates are going to go, what direction tax rates are going to go, what direction the market's going to go. You really can't know. But if you have a plan to weather these things and get to your final destination, which is a great and prosperous and joyful retirement, well, that is really the best thing you can do. And so call right now, 385-800-7967, because we're going to do, we've got a few of these lined up. We've heard from a few people already, but we're going to do 10 ascent plans to the 10 people that call in during your show today, Scotty. 385-800-7967. And if you are worried about tax rates and inflation and the economy, this ascent plan is for you, because you just need a plan to get to the other side of that. When you don't have a plan in place, you run the risk of making knee-jerk reactions, of making decisions that are not going to be in your best interest, just out of something else. You might get fear. You might panic sell, something like that. You might, you know, there's not always a lot of rationality to those decisions when they're made in the moment and the emotions are high. But if you have a plan that you can stick to, that you believe in, that's what we believe in. So 385-800-7967. If you are trying to get, if you're within, you know, like 5 years of retirement, maybe you are retired and you're trying to get just past this next these next several years, boy, that's key. And this descent plan is for you. So 385-800-7967. We believe at Teton Wealth Group, we believe more than anything else that you deserve to live a life that you love. And that means that you've got to be free of a lot of the extra anxiety and fear that comes along with money. You're always going to worry about money.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's not going to go away. But that extra fear and anxiety that you're feeling now, that can go away. 385-800-7967. You just need the Ascent Plan and a good plan to move you forward. And that'll get you there.
So this plan, it's personalized, it's customized, it's not a one-size-fits-all. It is a deep dive into what your situation looks like, and it's absolutely free.
That's right. Your income, your investments, your taxes, your health care, and your estate. Those are the five things that go into the Ascent Plan, and we walk through those. Every Ascent Plan is different. It's a little stack of papers with your name on the front, your information on the inside, and I know it's going to bless your life.
It absolutely will, and that is yours for free. And then if you decide to proceed, there's no better place than Teton to help you get to where you need to be.
That's what I always say.
Yeah. 100%. 385-800-7967. Take advantage of that free Ascent Plan right now. Just a few of those spots left. 385-800-7967. It's all right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
The NHL is coming to Salt Lake City.
It's about time.
I have been waiting decades.
This is huge news.
As Utah prepares to welcome the National Hockey League,
this city has long deserved a second pro squad.
The Zone will have all the coverage from every angle, as we'll be with the new team every step of the way, from every moment of the offseason right up to when the puck hits the ice in the fall.
A new era in Utah sports.
Your home for the best coverage of the NHL in Utah is right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The murder of two men forces their families to wrestle with impossible questions. Who is forgiveness for? Does everyone deserve a second chance? Follow season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The wheel is loaded, and it's time to talk some sports. This is Sports Roulette with Hanson Scotty on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
We'll be right back.
Hanson and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Time for another edition of Sports Roulette. This edition of Sports Roulette brought to you by our good friends at RGS Exteriors and Construction. Obsessed with quality results. Tim and the crew ready to help you out with whatever you need. All right, we're up against it. We went along with Stevenson Sylvester, so let's not waste any time. Let's get to it. It is time for Sports Roulette. Take the big storylines we've not had a chance to get to. We put on a roulette wheel. We spin it. Wherever that little ball lands is what we end up talking about. So, Lloyd, fired up.
NBA playoffs are set.
All right, so your play-in tournament, you got the Miami Heat against Philadelphia. Those games on Wednesday. Atlanta will take on the Bulls. And then also coming up tomorrow, you got the Lakers and New Orleans in the 8-7 matchup. And then your 10-9 is Sacramento and Golden State. Of course, everybody hoping to see a Lakers-Golden State spot to try to snag that final eight matchup. Excuse me, and the right to take on the Oklahoma City Thunder. So there's a lot on the line here, obviously. I like the play-in tournament. I wasn't a huge fan when they first introduced it, but I'm a huge fan of it now, especially when you have a potential to see LeBron James and Steph Curry battle for a chance to be the number one seed. And if you're Oklahoma City, like, congratulations, you fought your butt off, and you might get LeBron James or Steph Curry. Same thing with the Denver Nuggets. So, yeah. Fun for everybody on that one. But if you look at first-round matchups and you look intriguing matchups, I think probably your four fives are where it's going to be at. And, you know, odds are that's usually going to be your best series anyway in the first round. But I do like seeing the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Orlando Magic. Ben Anderson brought up a really good point that I think is spot on. If you're Donovan Mitchell and you get bounced in the first round, which is certainly more than possible, Orlando with such a defensive prowess that they bring to the table. If Donovan gets bounced in that first round, you might see the end of Donovan Mitchell in Cleveland. And when you've got a bunch of picks that you are owed by the Cleveland Cavaliers, that's not a bad situation. So Jazz fans, keep a close eye on that. And then also keep a close eye on the Clippers-Dallas series, because that, I think, is just going to be a fantastic matchup. Clippers, the 4 seed, Dallas, the 5 seed, but very few teams playing better basketball than the Dallas Mavericks coming into the playoffs. They have hit a hot streak. Kyrie and Luka seem to have got themselves dialed in together on the court, and I think that is going to be absolutely must-watch TV. Look, it's all going to come down to Steph and Golden State. That's going to be a fantastic series, or a fantastic game to watch if those two play each other for that, you know, 7-8 spot. But it's still going to be fun basketball. Make no mistake. I love the NBA playoffs. It's like going to be a blast to see this thing go. I just think it's funny how Oklahoma City and Denver, who fought their tail off all year to become the number 1 and 2 seed, might be rewarded with LeBron James and Steph Curry. Doesn't seem right. Minnesota, Phoenix, that'll be intriguing. Although I think Minnesota makes quick work there. And then the Bucks and the Pacers, that could be fun as well. But those four or fives are going to be really great. All right, Lloyd, spin it.
The next head coach at BYU should be
Chris Burgess. Chris Burgess needs to be your next head coach at BYU. Tom, if you're listening, and I know you are, because I know you spend a great deal of your day listening to sports radio.
Specifically Hans and Scotty.
Specifically Hans and Scotty. This is... You know, look, we're all in the business right now of an election year where everybody's looking for the endorsement. Chris Burgess, I think, needs to be the guy at BYU. He checks so many boxes. First off, he's an institution here in the state of Utah, recruits better than anybody else. He knows what it's like to recruit at BYU, the state of Utah. He's got better connections than most anybody out there. The dude can just flat out get it done from a recruiting standpoint. You add on to the fact that some of those players at BYU right now, he recruited at BYU when his time there with Mark Pope. So he knows the BYU culture. He knows these players. If you want to get Dallin Hall back, Richie Saunders back, if you want to get these guys that are flirting with the portal, who have given themselves and been pretty public in saying that they're willing, you know, that BYU is still an option to return, I think Chris Burgess is that guy to bring those players back into the fold. If anybody can do it, I think it's going to be Chris Burgess. The fact that I think he looks at BYU as a lifetime job, not as a stepping stone as Mark Pope did. And let's be honest here, Mark Pope used BYU as a means to an end. He just did. there are certain players or certain coaches out there that look at BYU and say, that's my dream job. That's where I want to be. That's where I want to be long term. Kalani Sitake, it would take something crazy to pry Kalani Sitake out of BYU. It just, look, Kalani looks at that job because he's got so much emotional ties to that program. Like, it would take something significant to pry Kalani away from BYU. I think Chris Burgess, even though he did not play at BYU, I do think that there is a certain element of that kind of loyalty that he would look at that program as being like, okay, this is where I'm going to be for a long, long time. The dude has got crazy experience, crazy connections. He'll keep the same style that Mark Pope had. I just think it makes too much sense. So that's where I would go with. I think he checks all your boxes. If I'm Tom Homo, the amount of time it would take for me to offer a contract to Chris Burgess, the amount of time it would take to get that contract off the printer and get it emailed, faxed, PDF'd, whatever, over to him, DocuSigned, whatever. That's a look, and that's just me. Tom's dialed in. Tom does a tremendous job. He's hit on a lot of great hires. So obviously he knows what he's doing. He doesn't need me running my mouth telling him what to do. I'm just saying Chris Burgess knocks it out of the park on many, many levels for BYU. Makes too much sense. All right, one more. Let's get to it.
WNBA draft tonight.
If you want to look at your mock drafts, Alyssa Pealey, University of Utah, projected to go 13th overall to Chicago Sky. So if you're a Ute fan, you'll be keeping dialed in on that. Now the drama is, will she or won't she go number one overall?
She's going number one. That's not even a question.
I know. When's the last time you watched a WNBA draft? Because tonight will be the first time for me.
I'm right there with you. I have not. And guess what? I will watch tonight.
I will. I mean, it's the Caitlin Clark factor.
You got the Caitlin Clark factor, and then you have Alyssa Pealey that's going to get drafted. So I want to see that.
Yep.
We've had her on the show a couple times, and she's great. Her story is unbelievable.
I know.
And to see that she's going to be drafted, and some of you I've seen as in the top 10 I've seen with her, but most say, just outside the top 10, but that's a cool story locally.
Incredible story. It shows you what Lynn Roberts has really built there at the University of Utah. I know the season did not end the way that they would have hoped after what they did a year prior. But look, women's basketball has just been an absolute joy to watch over the last couple of years here locally with the University of Utah. And then nationally, obviously, with Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark and some of the storylines. I mean, if you look at figures and storylines and personalities, the women's game absolutely kicked the men's game butt up and down the court this year. I mean, just absolutely. Now the question is, how sustainable is that? Because it's and this isn't a women's basketball. This is just sports overall. Personalities right now drive the game and the popularity of your individual game more than actual quality play. You could have a great team concept and everybody shares the ball and it's fun basketball, but at the end of the day, it's those personalities that are bringing people to the yard. That's what's really going to bring the viewers. And the fact that Iowa had one of the more iconic generational players that we've ever seen in sports period, men's or women's, has really elevated that sport. Now good luck, women's college basketball. You got to go find the next Caitlin Clark. Good luck. I know it's going to be hard. It's going to be very difficult, but you have to find a way to get those personalities. The loss of Caitlin Clark in the college basketball world is the gain of the WNBA, who is going to reap so many rewards after with bringing her into the sport, because she's going to be a story. Can she be successful? Can she continue what she did at the college level, at the WNBA level? Because if she does, WNBA is going to take a huge step in popularity. All right, we'll wrap this thing up. Hands and Scotty, one final segment straight ahead. 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
This is DJ and PK.
Mark Pope's gone. Kentucky made the announcement earlier this morning. He makes more money. He has his dream job. And pretty quickly after that, Mark Madsen issued a statement about how much he loves Cal.
This is a great day for Mark Pope, but I also think it's not a bad day for BYU. For BYU, if you do really well,
you can get the Kentucky job.
Yeah, look
at
that.
And coaches care about that a lot.
Yeah, so this is good. And also, you've got a guy who has been there at BYU, and I'm talking about Chris Burgess. He's your guy. guy. He wants the job. He's told them he wants the job. They know it. Get this thing done. Don't jackpot around. I believe that Burgess is your guy. Go get him. You're in a good spot. Re-recruit the guys that you need to, okay, and then see if you can get some other guys into the program.
Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 to 10. Presented by Murdoch Hyundai, Utah's number one Hyundai dealer for 16 years in a row. On 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're locked on to Hans Olsen and Scotty Chin.
That's right, yeah!
On 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Standing here beside you, want so much to give you this love in my heart that I'm feeling for you. Let them see we're crazy. I don't care about that. Put your hand in my hand, baby. Don't ever look back. Let the world around us just fall apart. Maybe we can make it if we're home.
Great show today. Big thanks, Lloyd. Thanks for putting this thing together. I know it's not easy when Hans is out, but you kill it as always, man. Thanks for your help.
My back is killing me.
That's I know. Great. Hey, look, I'm trying to drop some LBs, man, but you did a lot of heavy lifting carrying this show today, so appreciate it. As always, the best in the business. I can't say that when Hans is here because then Hans will just pile on and he's not going to give you the compliments. I will give you the compliments.
Hey, I appreciate
because
it.
Because I respect you and the workforce. And
did you hear the end of the show on Friday?
I did not.
I said, I'm like, shout out to me, by the way. He's like, did you just shout out yourself?
As you
yes,
should.
Yes, I did.
That show was loaded.
It was loaded, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely loaded.
You know I love you. You know I respect you. Then say it out loud. Get up on top of the mountaintop and yell it.
A compliment doesn't hurt every now and then. Come on. It's all right. All right. Ethan's with us one last time. And I can't thank you enough, Ethan, for hanging out with this man, too, as well. We appreciate
it. I love it. I love hanging out, listening to the show. Although you guys might need a little group therapy, sounds like.
You know, we're a bit of a dysfunctional group. we got some issues we got to work through.
Just talk it out.
But every day gets a little bit better. We'll say this, though. The thing is, you want peace of mind. And yeah. I don't know about you or our listeners, but I go through my day and I'm busy and I do my stuff and I don't think. And then all of a sudden, I go to bed at night and my head hits the pillow and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm not ready for this. I'm not ready for this. And I'm like beady eyed all night because I freak out about everything. If you want a little bit of, you know, peace of mind, financially,
yep.
Teton Wealth can help make that happen for you.
You need an ascent plan. If you're carrying some extra anxiety around your retirement, around whether or not you're going to be ready, you definitely need an ascent plan. We do the ascent plan is what we develop to serve our client families. So we want to do for you the same ascent plan we do for them. We've been offering it all afternoon here on your show today, Scotty. The first 10 people that call in, we have a few spots left at 385-800-7967. We're going to do a full ascent plan for you. This is the same one we do for our client families. It's going to show you that well-worn path to an amazing retirement. You ever look at people ahead of you, friends, family who've retired, and you think, boy, how'd they do that? I would love to, you know, follow my football team around in retirement. I would love that. Well, we'll show you how to get there. It's not rocket science. You just need a little bit of prudent planning ahead of time, and we can get you there. This is all that we do, by the way, at Teton Wealth Group. We didn't invent this, but we're kind of perfecting it, getting you to a great and wonderful and secure retirement. So 385-800-7967. That's 385-800-7967. We'll walk you through the ascent plan, and you will see, okay, here's where I want to go. Here's where I am, and here's how I'm going to get there. And this is, and like you've said before, Scotty, this is specific to each person. So there's not a boilerplate ascent plan. This is different for every family that comes to us. 385-800-7967. It is so valuable.
And I think people are going to be shocked when they realize how detailed it is.
Yeah.
Because you'll look at investments, you'll look at where their 401k is, you'll look at all of this stuff, and then plug it into a formula and say, okay, this is where we need to be, this is how I need to get there. One thing I think we need to touch on is, you know, Hans brings up his parents, people that are already retired, but aren't necessarily sure if they're managing what they have to the best of their ability, because sometimes you may be taking too many risks, you may be not taking enough risks. Like there's a line there with when you're already retired with what you're doing with your money.
And honestly, that's where you feel it the most acutely. And we see this all the time. You know, families come to us because they want to spend money, especially in the early years of their retirement.
Yeah.
But they have a hard time doing that because they know they're going to have expenses later on, and they don't want to rob from their later selves with, you know, spending too much money now. And so you just need a plan. Here's how much you can spend now. Here's how much you can spend later. That's how you have a great retirement.
Yeah, exactly. And you look, you know, you want to be selfish. You don't want to leave too much money on the table when you leave.
No. Let your kids, you know.
They can figure it out for themselves.
Let your kids have their own lives. You enjoy this, but you need a plan to be able to do that. So 385-800-7967 to get that Ascent plan. There's no cost and no obligation.
385-800-7967. That Ascent plan is yours for free when you call right now. 385-800-7967. That's Ethan from Teton Wealth. This is 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Are you ready to start your journey as a small business owner? Ready to start something bold? Something groundbreaking? Utah is the startup capital of the world, and we're setting a new global standard for innovation and entrepreneurship. So if you're thinking about starting a new business or looking to grow an existing business, this is where you'll find the resources to make it happen. Visit startup.utah.gov today and start something here.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.